the prop? Tell me what the problems are. What are the problems?
I'd say they need to go deep more and run the ball more on the.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think those are two good points, and that's kind of what I'm talking about when I'm downsizing them. Here's what I believe. I don't know how you can have those big, tall receivers like they do and not let them go up and make plays. And when they've shown you, Malone has showed you in two straight games, if you'll just throw the ball in my direction, it doesn't have to be a great pass.
Juwan Jennings went up and grabbed that
exactly,
touchdown.
And he took it away from a defender. So that's my point.
Don't downsize your receivers.
And I look at Mike DeBoard, and I just look at a guy, and I expected more from him. Short yardage. Help out number one a little bit. You know, the truth is, Dobbs made a couple nice plays on some busted plays and turned them into touchdowns, which was great. You're not going to be able to do that against Florida. That coordinator has got to get better, and they have got to get a better grasp of what they're doing, or we're not beating people in October. That's just the fact. I mean, tonight we beat a team that's going to struggle to be probably a 500 football team by the time the year is over. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but what if they come back and win the SEC, then you're going to be eating your words up. I mean,
I hope I eat my words up. I hope I eat.
I mean, because look at Florida, and they barely won tonight. I mean,
Florida, they won.
That's the way it goes in college football.
Florida won 42-7 today. They didn't barely win.
Right.
And they line up in an I formation in short yardage, brother, and they blow the ball at you.
Who do they play, though? That's what I'm saying.
Well, they played a team from our league. They played a team. Virginia Tech and Kentucky are probably comparable, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that Virginia Tech team got their coach fired last year.
I do think that.
What do you think? You think Virginia Tech has a good football team?
Virginia Tech, yeah, I think they've got a pretty good defense.
Really?
Defense,
really?
Yeah.
So if they were in the SEC East, where would they finish, Virginia Tech?
SEC East, probably pretty close up to the top. I mean, you never know. That's just college football.
They've
know?
Turned the ball over on the ground, I think, 9 times in 2 games, sir. They are not.
Look at Georgia, and who they play.
They are not a good football team. I can promise
Look
you this.
Look at Georgia and who they play.
They're not a good football team, sir. They're not
Look
a sound
Georgia
football
who,
team.
Look at Georgia and who they play.
You get no argument. When you say to me college football is crazy from week to week and a win's a win,
right. You
get no argument from me on that. What I do say to you, though, is good football teams do not fumble the ball 9 times in 2 games. But I thank you for the call, and I hope you have a great night. Thank you, sir. Good talking to you. And I'm not downsizing anybody. Are you, Dubsy? Are you downsizing?
I'm watching this Oregon-Virginia game. I think Brady Hoke is downsizing his wardrobe. Good for him.
Good for him.
Slim down a little bit.
What about, speaking of downsizing, what's this latest in the Arizona game? You were giving me a score earlier on that.
It was 20. Arizona and Rich Rod are down 21-3 at the half to mighty Grambling.
Grambling.
Eddie Robinson is smiling
Grambling.
Down from the heavens.
Dougie Boy Williams. I think they almost cut ties or whatever it is. Smart way, ladies and gentlemen.
Did it
be it furniture, appliances? They almost cut their program, I think. Furniture, appliances, electronics. Players were going to go on strike when it wasn't cool. Furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, you name it, they got it. Great brand names like Apple, Whirlpool, Xbox, Frigidaire, Samsung, Dell, HP, Sony, Toshiba, LG, and Ashley, 8416 Kingston Pike. Let me say this to you about this season. I want to do it the smart way this year. Not the hard way, but the smart way. I want to do it the hard way. Smart way. Not the hard way, the smart way. Be smart, buy smart, do like Professor Smarty, go smartway.net for more online. 865-200-5402. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in here on your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. And I am going to call Barney Boy here in a few moments, and I'm going to invite Barney Boy on the show today. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tom, Mike Carver.
Hey, Mike, get on in here.
Hey, in Bristol, trying to get out of here.
All right, tell me about the scene. What was it like being at the game today?
Well, you know, Tone, it was great seeing 155,000 plus to be part of it. But to be honest, everybody here watched it on the screen just like you did.
Yeah, you couldn't see it.
Nobody watched the game on the field.
No.
I rate the traffic as maybe the worst of my life.
Right now? Right now?
Oh, it's before or after. You know, we're about to get out of here now. But,
Are you on the road yet, moving toward the interstate?
We're not on the interstate, but we're moving toward it.
Okay.
I think a lot of walking, the aesthetics of a Bristol are totally different than being at UT, obviously.
Yeah.
But, we had customers and we had a tailgate and we did the best we could. But it was nice being part of the event. Would I go back to the game in Bristol? No way.
Yeah. I think a lot of our fan base is going to give you a similar response, Russell, this week on your show. And Mike, before you continue, Russell, where do they hear you?
Fox Sports Knoxville, 1340 here in Knoxville, online at foxsportsknoxville.com.
Okay. And, Mike, I think a lot of people, I expect we will hear that and see that and hear that kind of chatter from our family and friends that went, which is, hey, it was great to be a part of one time. Dave Hart, or your replacement, I should say, because Dave Hart will have a replacement. Let's not do that again. But it was fun. For one time, it was a fun thing. And, you know, I believe ETSU plays a game in there next week, and then they'll tear the field up and do whatever they're going to do. Mike, at the end of the day, college football needs to be played on campus in college football stadiums, not in pro stadiums. It needs to be played not in racetracks, but it needs to be played in college football stadiums where it belongs. And I'm talking about the game next year that we play Georgia Tech down there. That belongs in a college stadium. And the West Virginia game in 2017 belongs in a college football stadium, not a pro stadium. That's not college. That is not college football when you do that.
I couldn't agree more. And, everything you said, I totally agree. I think it was, like I said, great to be here. We were at a place. It wasn't a college football stadium. You couldn't see. Nobody saw the game. Everybody looked at the big screen, and very difficult to get around. It just wasn't set up. I mean,
where were your? Can I ask you this? Where were your seats?
Yeah.
Where were your seats?
Well, we had the best seats. I mean, we invested a lot of money. We were actually had what they called sideline seats. So we were battlefield. We were row four, row five, right.
And you couldn't see? You could not see in those seats?
We couldn't see anything.
Wait a second. How much you? What was face value? What were face value on those tickets was?
Those were $400 seats.
And you couldn't see?
Couldn't see anything. We couldn't. No, none of us could. We couldn't see anything.
I hear that the concessions tonight, they were running out of, as the Yankees say, water up there. I hear it was rough.
They had 500,000 beers, though.
They ran out of Miller Lite as the game had started, so that's what I was drinking in the game, but it was before the game started. So, but fortunately, we had a good tailgate. But, Tone, I want to talk about the game.
Thank you, Miller Lite, by the way, for sponsoring my my watch party tonight at Windy City Grill. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So I heard the last caller, and I heard it back and forth. But here's the thing. I started watching Tennessee when I started watching Alabama. I went to school 69-73. I don't know, considering that we went through all the period we were nicknamed wide receiver U, I've never been as concerned in since 69 when I went to school there of our passing game as it stands right now. I think it's horrible. I think the play calling is horrible. I'm so tired of running the ball on first and second down and put this quarterback in a situation on third and eight, third and nine over and over and over again. I'm tired of you know, they throw a screen left, run, screen right. Everybody knew it was coming. And we almost lost Kamara on that play.
Oh, that was brutal. When they sniffed that out and blew that thing up, man.
It was coming. I mean, you know, they put him in there. But I've never seen a Tennessee team, and both of you all can comment on this, I've never seen a Tennessee team that doesn't throw the tight end, that doesn't throw the over the middle, that doesn't throw a slant. And it's like, you know, last year we lost to Florida because on third down we wouldn't throw a pass. And everybody knows that. And everybody knows what happened, okay? And it's the same thing. Nothing's changed, okay? We're not aggressive. We have this Michigan mentality, or whatever it is, but I'm over the board. I'm bored with the board, okay? I'm ready. This guy, I have no confidence in him. So tell me where I'm wrong.
How many, lay this on me here, okay? How many targets tonight for our tight end, Dubsy? Wolfpack.
I'm guessing that's probably zero.
How about this? I'll help you. It was zero.
Well, they only threw, 19 passes?
Yes.
So, yeah.
That is a remarkable, remarkable. Now, maybe they're holding that for, and in all fairness to them, Tech chewed up so much of the first quarter that it became a 2.5 quarter game after that. In the first quarter, guys, we threw how many passes? Let's see how good you guys are. What do y'all think? How many, Mike, in the first quarter?
I'll say five.
I would say one or two.
One.
One pass.
One pass in the first quarter because we didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
We did not have the ball. That first quarter was brutal. And somebody else makes a point. They were chipping for Richmond all game, which I think is probably true. They were giving him some help over there.
Yeah.
And
that's what you have to do with your tight ends with this offensive line. I mean, that's a good point.
Yes.
You're going to have to keep them in to block.
That can't be a lot of fun playing tight end in this offense right now.
Tone, here's the deal. I think that we keep saying we're holding back, and that's what we said in Abbey State. But in you with the great one, we found out that really what we all thought, we got out schemed. Now, the first quarter today, without question, we got out schemed. I mean, they had over 200 yards in offense.
Yes.
We got out schemed. We did make some adjustments. They had some turnovers.
Yes.
Dobbs had a couple of breakaway plays, got us back in. And,
right.
And things evolved the way they evolved.
Right.
And this wasn't a good football team that we played. In fact, if Abbey State played Virginia Tech today and the line was thick on a neutral field, I would bet everything I had on Abbey State. That's what I thought about this team that we played today. But that being said, so now we're down, and I watched the Florida game, and if anybody on that last guy called in, if he didn't think Florida was impressive today, he's in a dream world. Florida is probably better this year than they were last year, despite what happened last week. And I want to tell you my confidence level before today, because I didn't think Appy State. I kept saying, well, we covered up, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. But after today, my confidence level in beating Florida has gone way down.
You know what though? Every year we look like world beaters and they look like absolute dog crap. And they beat us. Maybe this is the year.
Maybe. I hope it is. But you tell me you're not concerned after today.
Oh, no.
Late call today.
Are Georgia fans concerned after today? Everybody's concerned. Russell's right. You know what college football is right now? This is what it is. It's Alabama, and it's everybody else. Alabama's a machine, and everybody else is inconsistent from week to week. That's the truth.
I think Ohio State and Houston are dominant right now.
Ohio State's pretty damn good. No, you get Michigan, no argument from me. Okay.
Pretty good. But, I mean, it's a hand. You can count them on one hand.
We're not one of those teams right now. But we could be. We could be. Look, as long as you survive in advance, our offense eventually has to get better. Right? Doesn't it? I mean, it does.
I think so. But, Tom, when does the play calling change?
He's not going to change. It's Butch Jones's offense. I was holding out hope they would put a big package in there to help one. They did a little bit of that in the bowl game last year. They're not going to do that. It's not going to change. And you got what you got. You just hope you can execute. There's a lot of things about the offense that I throw shade on. Tonight, when they got turnovers, they at least scored for the most part. And, Mike, I appreciate it, man. I hope you have a good safe ride back. Thanks.
Well, I mean, you ran for about 230 yards on a Bud Foster coached defense.
That's right.
And you shut it down in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
They could have run for 300 yards against one of the best defensive coordinators in college
football. But let's say this about Bud Foster. Last year, the undoing to them was giving up huge plays, and they did it again tonight to Tennessee.
I mean, and Tennessee's not sugarcoating it. They're not a good passing team right now, and they probably won't be.
Right.
What they have to do is figure out a way to get a certain amount of game management style quarterbacking out of Josh Dobbs.
That's
he
right.
can't make dumb throws
That's
like
right.
he has these first two games. He's not going to throw for 300 yards and five touchdowns in a game. That's never going to happen
that's
with
exactly
Josh
right.
Dobbs. And that's fine.
That's right.
Because he can run for over 100 yards
right.
a game and
that's
account
right.
for five touchdowns like he did tonight.
The goal with him has to be to keep you in the football game and let him use his legs late.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be the template.
Yeah, you could be special with his running. The throwing, you just want a game management style
That's right.
throwing.
That's why I advocate, and I'm dead serious about this, I would get a package in there for Dormady and let him throw the ball. I would let him get his feet wet, and I would work down the field with him. They don't have enough confidence in Dobbs to throw the ball downfield, or Butch Jones doesn't believe in throwing over the top of defenses, because the only two times they've done it in the first two games, it has worked. It is. Why wouldn't you tonight, when you come out and you hit that pass early, why wouldn't you have thrown three or four of those? Now, I will say this. They got another turnover in the second half, and they tried to go back
Malone?
To it.
The Malone?
Yes.
Because they can't protect him.
That's the point.
The one where they kept
That's
throwing
right.
the swing pass to Kamara.
That's right.
The one that got blown
That's
up.
That's right.
They were going to fake it and take a deep shot, and the play got blown
so
up.
Let's,
they can't protect him.
So let's not. That's my problem with the offense is I don't know how much of it. It's the same thing with the quarterback coaching. You know, you want to beat on the Sheridan guy. I don't know how much of it is that Dobbs just isn't a natural thrower of the football.
Sure.
The offensive line isn't very good. You know, it's interesting to think about. But let's go back to the phones and we'll get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. It is 1:25 and all lines are currently jammed. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Thank you, sir. I'm Greg in Columbia, Tennessee.
Great to talk to you, man.
Talked to you last couple of weeks, but I was tickled to death to see the guys put it together, to see them get on defense a little more physical than what Tennessee fans are used to seeing in a Tennessee defense. Defense wins games. Tonight they did. Abernathy, a big part of that. I've got an assignment for you reporters in Knoxville. You guys ready?
Yeah, I love assignments. I don't have enough to do next week. Go ahead.
I would love to see if DeBoard or Jones would make a comment in reference to their wide receivers. I know you've talked a little bit about that already. You got Malone, got a touchdown pass, jumped up over the defender. Same thing happened last week. Never threw it to him again. You got Jennings, jumped up over the defender, caught a touchdown pass tonight. I don't think they ever threw to him again. Kroom, I think he caught one. Maybe he missed one, but they never threw to him maybe two or three times, whatever. And I've got to ask the big question. Are these guys holding out until they get into the SEC schedule? I would love to have an answer. If they say no, then say, what the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, they're going to say no, but I think they might. I think tonight, Tech is. I know I made a caller. Caller said to me that he thinks they would contend in the East. Bull. That Tech team would be fighting Kentucky and Vanderbilt for the bottom of this league. They are not good. There's a reason that coach got fired last year. There's a reason they turned the ball over four times against Liberty. They are a horror show. A horror show. They would finish behind us. They'd finish behind Georgia. They'd finish behind Florida. They would finish behind South Carolina. They would finish behind South Carolina, I believe. And they'd be battling Kentucky and Vanderbilt for the bottom in this deal. Russell, do you believe that, looking at them tonight? They're bad. I mean, they're just unsound. How undisciplined were they defensively, Russell? How dumb of a game did they play tonight? I mean, when you just look at it.
They made enough mistakes to lose two games. That's
Thank
sure.
you. And that's my point.
I think they're a little bit better than some of the dregs of the East. I don't think they're...
I think it's close. But you're asking in Columbia, Tennessee, are the Vols playing what's the possum with their wide receivers?
Can't be.
No, yeah. they last year threw the ball plus 30 yards. Russell, how many times? How many attempts did they have of 30 yards
the
or more?
The entire season?
12. 12 attempts of 30 yards or more.
They don't throw it much. I mean, they run it 60% of the time. They
exactly.
run it a lot more than just about anybody else. And I'm fine with that personally.
No, I love it. Look, yeah. if Dobbs runs around, he's a fine quarterback. If you're going to rely on his arm, you are going to get beat.
Yeah.
It's that, especially the way they utilize him. If you're going to rely on his arm and let him throw the ball more downfield, then you have a chance because you got big receivers.
You know who Dobbs has got to be? He's got to be Alex Smith, the
That's
Kansas
right.
City Chiefs.
It's a great analogy. Who runs around yeah. and makes plays.
Doesn't throw to his
and
wide receivers
games.
At all, but,
and runs,
they,
yes.
but he gets them to the playoffs.
Yes.
That's how Dobbs has got to be.
Well, Tennessee fans, I hate to tell you guys, gals, but those of us who have been a Tennessee fan for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever, and we've known them as
Wide receiver U,
that's history. Because from this year on, when they're going after a great 5-4-star wide receiver, he ain't coming. If he knows anything about Tennessee, hell, if I come, he'll never throw it to me.
No, but you know what? You know what, though? That said, Clemson sure did have their troubles today. And Clemson got away with the game today because that was some horrible officiating.
Yeah.
That was some horrible officiating in that game. And they look sick. That's another team.
I like
the
wide receiver U tradition and everything as much as the next guy. But you know why Clemson has gotten, and they've got great wide receivers, but the reason they've got better is because they've got nasty defensive linemen who are all.
There's no doubt about that.
I would rather be D-line U than wide receiver
just like,
any day.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're doing right now. Philip Fulmer, the difference between the Johnny Majors era and the Fulmer era is real simple. You look at the end of the Philip Fulmer, the Majors era, and you look at those interior defensive linemen, and then you look at guys like Darwin Walker and Haynesworth and some of these guys that Fulmer had on the field. Give me a break. In no comparison. But thank you, my friend over in Columbia. Great talking to you.
Hey, you too. One last thing, all you Peyton Manning buddies, if you've got contacts, with Peyton Manning getting his ear, getting everybody's ear up on Rocky Top, and get him to Knoxville.
Thank you.
We need him. We need him.
Need him for like a coach? That ain't gonna happen.
You had Peyton Manning on Tennessee sideline and Michael Vick on Virginia Tech sideline. I just hope that Tennessee was able to keep Smokey away from Michael Vick tonight.
But still,
wow. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your brutal. On your Garza, on your Smartway Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello, welcome in.
What do you say, Tony?
Hey, what do you say? Welcome in. How about that win tonight?
Hell, I'm sitting here in traffic up here in Johnson City.
Talk to me.
Well, I'll talk to you. Big man on big man football, Tony. We don't run the ball. We suck.
You know, it is true, and it's...
No, it is. It's completely true, Tony.
Yeah. But that's true of anybody. That's true of anybody. You don't run the ball, you're going to lose most of these games.
It is what it is, but you know what? It's big man on big man football, and I love it. And if we don't do it, we suck donkey dicks.
Yeah, it's like that with most teams, though. Here's the thing. If we don't let Josh Dobbs be Josh Dobbs, it's difficult, man. It's going to be difficult for us to win. You know?
Well, I'm sitting here in traffic, and I just sat through that game, and I've not even gotten to the interstate.
Can I ask you something? Where did you sit?
Earnhardt section.
Okay.
We're on about the 10-yard line. Oh, no. We were in the corner of the end zone. Where would you say? It's like corner of the end zone, probably.
Turn three.
We were in the Earnhardt catch fence.
Yeah, we were in the
on the catch
Earnhardt
fence. Okay.
Catch fence.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
How good were your sight lines?
No, they were okay. It wasn't bad.
So you could see the field.
Bad.
You could see the field.
Horrible.
Would you go back? Would you like to see another game played there?
No. But our sight lines wasn't horrible. Wasn't what I thought it would be, but, it wasn't great, but still, that's fine.
Yeah, and it's a good one-off thing, and you'll always be able to say, you were a part of the largest game in the history of the world, part one, you know?
Well, can I ask you a question, Tony?
Please.
When are we going to beat Florida?
Brother, 2 weeks from Saturday, Florida's getting the hell beaten out of them. I'm still going to believe
so?
It. I'm going to believe it until I say, yes, that streak ends this year in Neyland Stadium, because here's why. If it doesn't end this year in Neyland Stadium, I'm not sure we're ever beating them. And I'll tell you this. Their quarterback, Luke Del Rio, looks like a nice player. They ran the ball well out of the I formation today. They look like a completely different team than they did last week. But the truth is, that streak has to end, and maybe this is the year that we're going to be the team that looks mediocre that beats them.
Hey, Tony, is this going to be like your Purple Porpoise deal, 2001? Are we going to call the shot? We're going to have a game day at Calhoun's, wherever you want. Are you calling the shot, 2001? We're ending the streak right now.
We're ending the streak right now. I will trash talk before, during, and after. And there's no question.
Where are we having it at?
I gotta consider that. I gotta think about that. We gotta find where the most Florida fans are and go and get a bullhorn and recreate 2001. Because I got on top of the Purple Porpoise on their strip.
Tony,
I taunted those people in 2001.
No, I know you did. I was there, and I'm bringing Mark Griffith in, and he's gonna throw up his hands like he's shot a 3-point shot.
Will Griff have his leather pants on? That's what I'm wondering. If he wears his leather pants, we may need to make this happen.
Well, no. If he wears his leather pants, I'm not there.
No, if he wears his leather pants, I am there, and it's the only way I am there because it'll make me feel. It'll make me think of the way Kessling kept saying, "Feel a me tonight."
Let's pull old school stuff. 2 weeks from now, where are you going? Saturday, when we beat the Wolves.
I don't know. I've been emasculated in my old age, but I thank you for the great call. And good luck tonight. See you back in Knoxville at 4:30. 865-200-5402. Russell, anything else you want to add here?
No.
I want to say the Garza Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, Marcos Garza, Yoshihiko to you. No doubt stuck in traffic. Number one Vol fan. If you go to GarzaLaw.com, they are there right now to help answer your questions. You click on the button below it and you can start chatting right now. That's right. That's right. At 1:36 in the a.m., they will talk to you, my living Vol fan, at 865-200-5402. That's my number. But you can go to GarzaLaw.com and see what I'm talking about. Because, first and foremost, you will be cared about. Your case, your future. Your case and your future. And somebody here on Periscope has a great line. Can we chat right now on Garza Law Firm? Can they call their answering service tonight, Dubs, and talk about the offensive coordinator?
Sure.
These people,
I'm sure they would appreciate that.
These people are killing me. And they've also been using the downsize term. Dubsy, would you like to use the downsize term in a creative way? I'd like you to consider doing that. And whether you need criminal defense, personal injury, or before you say guilty, if you get stopped tonight, before you say guilty, you call Garza. Eric S. wants to say, can we downsize Debbie Jennings in light of the summer she had? We could just downsize her bank account and maybe downsize her around the waist. Thoughts, Dubsy? On downsizing Ma Jennings.
That's rude and uncalled for, Tony. I think, though, we have some breaking news. Mike DeBoard has arrived back in Knoxville and is making his way to the press box to prepare for next week's game against Ohio.
As we speak.
Yes.
And whoever the individual is that referred to him as a yeast roll with headsets on, I've used that so much this week. In fact, I was on Richmond Radio yesterday, and I used that very line.
And
to that
like,
feller.
What?
To that feller.
You eat a lot of yeast rolls, you're not going to be downsizing much.
No. But let's go back to our phones. Let's see, where did I leave off, Dubsy? I'm trying to get these in order that I take them. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
Undefeated, untied, and unblemished.
You better
that's
believe
team
it.
120. Yeah. Volunteers.
And that's
one Tennessee quality individual.
And that's all that counts, brother. Last time I checked, that's all that counts.
That's all that counts. How you doing tonight, TB?
Doing great, man. Good talk to you.
This is Platitude Jones. Long time no talk.
Platitude Jones, welcome in, man. It is long time no talk.
Well, you know, it's good to talk to you during my off season.
That's a great point. So get on in here, Platitude. Give me some thoughts on tonight, Platitude Jones.
Well, what you have to understand is, Tony, I mean, it's difficult. During your off season, you know, from February to September, you have to read countless motivational literature, Eat, Pray, Love, the bios, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, etc. So, you know, it takes some time, but now we're on to the season. And what I'm going to tell you is this. For Team 120, it's all about hindsight being 120. We could have done different things for App State. We could have done different things tonight, but it's about surviving in advance. It's about resiliency, and it's about a snap and clear mentality, and we're 2-0. I mean, come on, what more do you want?
Those are some pretty critical points you raise, Platitude Jones. I admire your process.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And you can complain all you want. You can say, hey, Game 1 and Game 2, we could have gotten Kamara more involved in the game. Maybe. We could have, you know, changed the offensive line. We could have got Jones in more. We could have done this and that. But it's all oranges, apples, and chocolate. It's all about the turnovers. And if you watch the game tonight, this is what we got. We have Bob Shoup as the defensive coordinator. We're going to win the turnover battle going forward. It's 1 week to 1 week to 1 week. 3-0 after Ohio, going into Florida at Neyland Stadium. What more can you ask for?
I think that an undefeated September is in sight, Platitude Jones. And I do believe at the end of the day that that's all that matters. We ain't painting pictures. We're writing numbers. And the numbers I'm putting up tonight are 2-0. Can I ask you something?
Yes, please.
Can you and the yeast roll please throw the damn football downfield a little more?
Well, perhaps. But it's not about multiplicity. It's about consistency. And we have, when we have thrown the ball downfield to Malone, I mean, by my count, we are 100%. Two throws downfield, two touchdowns. When it mattered. You know, I mean, could we do it more? Perhaps. Should we? I don't know. We're going to do it when we have to do it, and that's all I can say about that.
I am just, I'm speechless, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Platitude. And listen,
hey,
I really...
Have a good night.
Can I say this to you on the way out? I really appreciate your hard work. Would you please help Rick Barnes recruit a couple of basketball players? Because you are a recruiting maven. You've worked unbelievably hard here. Could you please help Rick Barnes get a live body for us?
Well, what can I say? I mean, I'm looking up into the East Tennessee sky tonight, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty dark. I don't see any stars in the sky tonight, but I'll talk to him, and I can see what I can do.
Thank you.
I think we've done a good job of identifying three stars that are projected forward, but we'll see what we can do for
Thank
that.
Thank you, P. Jones. Thank you, P. Jones.
Good night. One Tennessee, one Nike. Thank you.
It was a critical call.
It was very critical. Let's go back to the phones, 865-200-5402, and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Russell W.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show, man. I love your work, buddy. How you doing? What did you think about the game, man?
Thought it was a quality victory.
Well, hey, I wanted to say, I, you know, hearing all these sheep on here, I mean, Tony, your caller, the quality of callers, it's embarrassing. This guy before me is a freaking total embarrassment. And I did want to say this, whoever this Mike Carver guy is, I'm just saying, this guy's a stud. I mean, the guy keeps he's feeding the hungry, and he gets in here and gives a call, and that's the best call I've heard on any show.
Do you say he's feeding the hungry? Who are you, Tony Jones?
Well, no.
Do you say the hungry?
I said the hungry. The guy's the biggest supporter of fish in Knoxville.
That sounds like his kid.
Oh, yeah, it is his kid.
Hey, brother, have a good one. I'm cutting you off, man. It's like 1:45, and I blew you up. What, are you hungry?
I felt like there's all kinds of hidden agenda in that call.
Interesting. It was like an inside joke on the outside. In fact, it's time for me, ladies and gentlemen, to break it down scientifically with you. What time is it? What time is it? Tell me what time it is, Dubsy. It is time.
It's game time.
It's time to get on down with the Performance Medicine Top Performer of your game.
It's time for the Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game. Presented by Performance Medicine. Perform at the top of your game with Performance Medicine. You can find it online at performancemedicine.net. And now, here's the Performance Medicine Top Performer of the Game.
I want to encourage Mike Carver and all to perform at the top of their game. Perhaps the next time you call in, sir, you'll perform at the top of your game. We have co-performance medicine performers of the game this evening in the Battle of Bristol. The first one is Josh Dobbs, who figured in 5 Tennessee touchdowns tonight. 5 Tennessee touchdowns tonight. And the second one tonight is none other than Micah Abernathy. 3 fumble recoveries in that football game. Dobbsy, your performance medicine top performers of the game. Your thoughts on my co-performers.
Did you say Abernathy recovered 3 fumbles?
3.
All right. I guess he's in the right place at the right time. He's using his lifestyle to, what did Butch say?
And that Jones kid should get
a rerun.
should also get a mention.
Sherrerron Bones Jones.
Did he not transfer and
yeah,
come back?
Yeah, he went to Colorado for like a week.
Smart kid. He boomeranged right back.
Got a contact high. Came back to East Tennessee.
Oh, there's no doubt. Can you imagine what it's like playing ball in one of those out there in Colorado?
It's the real Rocky Mountain High.
I'm really proud of Abernathy. I'm proud of our defense for turning the ball over. I'm proud of Josh Dobbs' effort tonight. And you know he can't be feeling 100% with those ribs and everything else, but that is one tough kid, man. That is one tough kid. Absolutely one tough kid. Let's go back to our busy phones and get our next call in. As now we're getting multiple,
picking up pace here.
Multiple Carvers calling. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, you're on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome in.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Hey, welcome in.
Hey, didn't know it was on there.
Thank you,
Steve.
Man.
How you doing?
Hey, appreciate you calling, man. Steve. Good to talk to you on this Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, it is. I just kind of hanging loose, kind of up this hour. I usually bed with the chickens, but I'm kind of up.
I feel you, man. I'm kind of up myself.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the Jones boys just a little bit. I know you talked about them. Is there any way that number 13 could get on the field in any other capacity other than a quarterback?
I'm going to tell you this right now. I would try to find a way to get that kid in games just simply because he wants to be there.
About special teams.
I'm telling you. Dubsy, when you look at that kid, that Sherrerron Jones, and how much it means to him over there on the sidelines, because, you know, a guy that you think an awful lot of, Doc Sinclair.
Yeah.
Last week said, and he's big on this, he said Sherrerron Jones was the only guy during the App State game with any kind of, showing any kind juice. Of emotion yeah. and juice on the sidelines.
Yeah, I noticed that on TV too. He was waving the towel and everything. And usually I'm not a big into the rah-rah stuff, but I mean, there was definitely, and I don't know how this could be the case last week when it's
right.
your first game with all the hype coming into the season.
Doesn't make any sense, no.
And then tonight, when it's the biggest crowd in the history
right.
of the sport,
right.
how can you come out flat? Something's
and
wrong.
They were flat.
You can't come out flat.
They were flat on
situation.
Both sides of the line of scrimmage tonight. They were lifeless tonight.
That's something that somebody has to address.
Here's the deal, though. You know, the funny thing about what we saw tonight, and this is the thing that kind of boggles your mind, is at one point, a third-team quarterback. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, Steve.
Fourth-team
quarterback. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're right. He's a fourth-team quarterback. Steve, did I see him say to his offensive line, get your effing A in gear, MFers? He was screaming at them, get your effing A in gear. What are you guys? He was screaming. That was no rah-rah.
You promised.
That was no
promise.
And
they
promise.
Said, you promised us you wouldn't do this again.
Is that what he said?
Right.
That's what they said on TV.
Oh, wow.
You
okay.
promised us.
You promised. I'm having a
you
holder.
Pinky promised.
I mean, for the extra points, I mean, if I wanted to run a fake, you know, I'd have somebody there that could maybe actually run a fake. I'd have him on special teams. Heck, I look at him as linebacker. We're going to need one.
I'll tell you what I would do with him. I'm not kidding you.
Somewhere.
I'd put him at offensive coordinator.
Somewhere.
I'd take that kid and stick him at offensive coordinator.
And Jack Jones, how much, I know he played, I know he made impact, but how much did he actually get to play?
Not as much as he should have, because right after they had that assertive effort on offense, when he came into the game, he disappeared. They took him out.
Is he in the doghouse, or what is the deal?
Buddy, I have no idea. But I'll tell you this about him. Him and Chance Hall are two mean and nasty guys. And I know Hall's supposed to be back in a couple weeks. Probably by the Georgia game, I guess, is the thought. But, boy, it'd sure be nice to sneak him back for the Florida game, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And another thing, you're talking about, you know, Dobbs the man. I mean, he does what he does. But we've got to get creative in the passing game.
Yes. Or get a quarterback in the game that you feel confident with that will allow you to get creative with, right?
Yeah, but the thing about it is I'm not talking switching quarterbacks, but I'm thinking there's ways of being creative if a person wants to be creative. And you got to want to be creative for that to happen. But, you know, how many times have you seen Kamara and Hurd in the backfield and Dobbs in the middle?
At the same time?
At the same time.
You know where I'm going here.
But Norman Ian, look at what you got. Flip him over to quarterback. Use Dobbs to run if you have to. Throw the ball. Switch it back out.
I don't,
You use Dobbs as runner anyhow. You've got Hurd on the other side. You can run your offense.
You're being referred to right now by the folks on Twitter as a creative chicken man. You said something about chicken earlier. What'd you say about chicken?
Creative turkey man.
Unbelievable.
I ain't watching Twitter.
That Jack Jones, the Vol Colonel, just said that Jack Jones should be starting. It's not even a debate.
No. If you don't have Jack Jones starting as your right guard, that's coaching malpractice.
And by the way, tonight up in Bristol, I give those guys a lot of credit, Steve, because they turned that thing into like a little Super Bowl, which is what they did, and it was neat. That national anthem that they did tonight with Jennifer Nettles absolutely made me cry. I can't imagine what that was like to be a part of that. Because I'm going to tell you something. On television, that was absolutely beautiful. That was out there where we were at Windy City Grill in Maryville. People were getting emotional watching that. But here's the thing. Tonight up there, they were talking about how they're going to give both teams rings. If I'm Butch Jones, I don't want rings. Don't give me – the only ring I want my team to have this year – is what ring? Tell me, Steve.
A national championship.
No.
SEC, but I
there we go.
I want a national championship.
I'd give them Eastern Division rings. Let's get there first.
Yeah. I want
a natty. The way we're playing, I'll take an SEC championship ring.
We got the talent, but we're just not being creative. I mean, I said for the first time, and I told you about this, and 31 years to see the Vols last week.
Mm-hmm.
TC took me.
Mm-hmm.
TC called every play that we run before we run it. And, you know, when TC's a heck of a guy, but he's not. He shouldn't be able to do that.
No, he ain't a football genius like Mike DeBoard is. I'll tell you this about Mike DeBoard. He is 20 minutes from arriving at the Neyland Stadium press box. You had NORAD track Santa Claus. Thank you for the call. We tracked the board. And he's 20 minutes away, Dubsy, from getting in there. The human yeast roll.
Nice. I hope they have everything ready for him just the way he likes it. How about this for a quick update?
Go ahead.
4:01 to play in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Arizona State leads Texas Tech 65-55. Check out this stat line from Arizona State's Kalen Ballage.
Go ahead.
12 carries, mm-hmm. 135 yards, 11.3 yards a carry. He has 7 touchdowns rushing. 7 touchdowns.
Marron.
On 12 carries.
As that last caller exits, 865-200-5402 is your opportunity to get in here. As we're about to enter the 2 o'clock hour, and let me remind you what you're listening to here, and just stretch my legs for 10 seconds. Indulge me, indulge me, indulge me.
You're listening to the best post-game fan show in college football, the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, where the Big Orange Universe gets together after every Tennessee football game. presented by Smartway, where Professor Smarty makes buying brand name furniture, TVs, appliances, etc. as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Smartway. Be smart, buy smart, the smart way.
Now, here's your host, the man who's been keeping it real for ball fans for nearly a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Basilio.
Dubsy, we got through another hour. We got through another, Dubsy, we got through another, a really crummy weekend of college football. That was a bad Saturday right there. I mean, when your 3:30 telecast,
yeah,
is that wretched Kentucky team, when they're playing at 3:30?
Well, I knew that we were going to be up till 3:30 tonight. So I took a nap during that game, much like Kentucky. So, I didn't get to see much of that one.
I don't usually use this word, but that was the drizzling shits. I'm sorry. That was...
I love how Kentucky stuck with that dude, too, because they gave him such a huge buyout.
He beat Transylvania in a crosstown shootout. And they gave him a $3 million. They called him in and tore his contract up. It gave him a $3 million a year contract.
And they owed $12 million if they fire him this year.
And we're still paying Derek Dooley.
Like if you,
hello.
If that were under $10 million, they would probably fire him tonight, right? They would probably meet him on the tarmac like Lane Kiffin.
And I'm gonna hold my arm up, okay? This is the Stoops coaching tree. It officially has no branches on it. The damn Charlie Brown Christmas tree is sprouting more buds.
Technically.
You talk about a sugar high. Mitch Barnhart was trying to get involved with this job here. I think Mitch, no thanks.
The Butch Jones, now that Mark Elder is at Eastern Kentucky, probably has just as much success as the Stoops coaching tree.
No question.
The vaunted Butch Jones coaching tree.
Whew, let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Some genius on Twitter just told me that the music was still playing. Yeah, I knew, man. I knew that. Let's go back to our
stellar
phones.
Production, as David Lee Roth would say.
Stellar. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tone?
Yes.
Tack Air Spike.
Oh, this ought to be good. What's up, Tack Air Spike?
It was great seeing you and Rosé over there, buddies. Kenzo Market on Emory Road.
Oh, right? It was unbelievable.
It was an all-time great.
Unbelievable.
How many inches did Rosé eat?
Rosé had a two-footer yesterday, the granddaddy. And Roger consumed 20 of the 24 inches in my presence yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. He had 20 inches. Over under Roger's inches eaten yesterday, or Kamara between the pants.
Are we Tom? Hitting this time? What?
You know, Tom?
What did you say?
Nothing.
You are G-O-N-E. Gone. Let's go back to our phones.
Making good time now.
Is it that late? Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smartway Garza Law Firm 5th. I'm going to call it the 5th after that. Welcome in. Hello. Wow,
we're on a roll.
2 a.m. It's 2 a.m.
Is that a dog I hear in the background?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, welcome in.
How we doing?
Hey, how are you doing? You sound like you got a lively crew there in the background.
Well, I'm full disclosure. I'm on the bus riding back with that girl Spike.
Oh, that's incredible. And he's right now reliving his phone call and the whole deal.
Don't hold that against me.
No problem. Do me a favor. Reach over there and slap him.
All right. Reach over and slap
yes,
him.
Yes, hang all on. Right. I'll hold on.
Right. We've
I
reached
just,
the...
I just got a good slap.
Right okay, on. Go ahead.
Right. Tony,
You know, I hate to be a mega ball, but oh, how bad was that offense tonight?
It was unbelievable, Andy Mack. I mean, there was just no, there's no rhyme.
I'd rather watch Rojay eat a 20-inch chili dog.
A 20-inch.
A 20-inch chili dog, yeah.
Yes.
It was so bad.
Tony, you think
after 10 years of sucking that we could enjoy a win, but I really didn't enjoy it. It wasn't fun for me. I don't know. What do you think?
You didn't enjoy tonight's game?
I didn't. I was there. I was full support. I was excited about it, but I wasn't happy.
Where were your seats?
My seats were 20-yard line. I'll tell you, Tony, you talked all week about how bad the visibility is going to be. It wasn't as bad as I thought. It wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I'm just not happy about our team. I just think our offense is putrid. It sucks.
Well, look. Hurd ran well. How many touches did Kamara get tonight?
It felt like about four. I don't know.
Please. Yeah, let me look at this here real quick. Kamara had 3 carries tonight and 3 catches. And then he was targeted a couple more times. So he did touch the ball, technically speaking, 7 or 8 times tonight.
What about Wolf? How did he
Wolf, the Wolf pack, the Wolf pack did not get a catch, but I don't think he had a target tonight. But here's the deal with Wolf, and we talked about this earlier. The deal with Josh Wolf is, or Ethan Wolf rather, is that he has to chip block. He's got to help Richmond. I mean, poor Richmond's just getting eaten alive right now.
I know, he's not very good.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, Tony, that team we played tonight, I mean, Appy State would have beat the hell out of them.
I agree with that.
They're really bad.
They're
really
brutal.
Bad.
Now, there's a good question, Russell.
You know,
Appy State or Virginia Tech? Who's got a better football team, Russell?
Appy State. Man, they're so different, it's hard to... I'd say I'd like to see that
team tonight.
I really
was really
wouldn't.
Bad.
That team was really bad. And they...
I'd have to go with Appy State, I think.
No doubt. Tony, I just can't get excited about this team. I mean, I was so excited going into the season, and I feel like we're going to get the hell beat out of us in the next couple of, next month.
That could happen, or they could catch fire.
I hope so.
I'll say this. If they don't block better,
get more out of our offense.
If they don't block better than they did tonight, October's going to be a long month. I do know that. I think everybody agrees with that. I mean, I think the most positive person listening tonight agrees with that because Hurd tonight was a house of fire, and Dobbs was a house of fire, and they were basically doing it on their own tonight.
Well, I'm admittedly not the most positive person, but, our offense obviously has their struggles, but we've got the athletes. I despise our play calling, our offense. I think it's putrid. It sucks.
It's not good.
It's terrible.
It's not good. Let's go. Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you. You got quite the peanut gallery there. Hopefully that's our last call from the bus.
How about this, Tony? When
go ahead.
Tennessee, if they beat Ohio, which I think we all think is going to happen
right.
Next week, be 3-0. When was the last time Tennessee started 3-0?
Derek Dooley era.
Did they ever start 3-0?
Before they
always
played
Florida.
Before they played Florida. Well, that's a good point.
They always they just moved Florida to the fourth game of the season a year or two ago.
Oh, our last 3-0
start. I think you
got
to go back to the former era. I mean, it might be 10 years since
maybe 98.
Three, you know.
Maybe 98, as somebody said. Because in 99 we lost. In 2001, probably 2001, because I think we beat... I tell you what, it was 2001 because we beat LSU, and then the Florida game that year was postponed, and so we snuck another win
in
there.
They lost to Georgia in 2001. That might have been the third game of the year. I mean, it might be 98.
I got to look that up. That's a hell of a stat, man. That's a great stat. When's the last time they started 3-0? It's a great question. I know one thing. Nobody on that bus is 3-0 unless you're putting a breathalyzer on them. Let's get our next call, Lynn. Hello and welcome.
0.30, maybe.
Yeah. Hello, you're on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Welcome in.
Good evening, guys, or good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Tony, you know what? I think that Jack Jones, I think he's like a dirty street fighter. Or not a dirty street fighter, just a mean street fighter, the likes of Spencer Riley. Remember when Spencer Riley went down there to Florida in 99? And on the second play from scrimmage, he got cheap shotted by that guy on a late hit, broke his jaw. And he went out for two plays and threw up, came back in and played the rest of the game like Muhammad Ali, fought those 11 rounds after Ken Norton broke his jaw back in the day. And after the game, the media was trying to prod him, trying to get him to badmouth that guy for cheap shotting. You know, old Spencer told him,